And that's our...
Congressman Nadler, I also want to just piggyback off the... I want to piggyback this bill onto the Pence bill that he's proposing to defund Planned Parenthood as well. This live action group, the one that's doing these investigations of Planned Parenthood, these sting videos. Now look, ABC, CBS, along with some other networks, I think Fox as well, they're covering this footage, and it seems that Planned Parenthood has sort of changed their story a few times. Now they clearly have a problem here as far as public relations is concerned. Do you think this is going to affect the legislation as far as the way you look at it?
Well, first of all, it has nothing to do with this legislation.
You're talking right, about sure, Pence, as well as just abortion legislation going forward.
Well, it shouldn't. Whether it will or not, I don't know. It certainly shouldn't. Planned Parenthood provides 3 million American women with contraceptive advice, contraceptive help services, other health services, and when called upon, abortions. An attack on Planned Parenthood is an attack not only on the right to choose for abortion, but also an attack on the right of American women to have the right of contraception, the right of birth control. And by the way, if you think abortions are terrible, you should support birth control, not the other way around. Now, the fact that in an organization of I don't know how many thousands of employees and hundreds of clinics around the country, you can find someone, some employee who doesn't respond properly to this, even though in most cases, in almost all cases, I think, this was promptly reported to the police. They don't show you that in the video. So what this is an attempt to smear, to propagate the notion, the clearly false notion, that Planned Parenthood is in the business of doing these terrible things, and it's simply not true. And I hope that the American people will not fall for it. I'm sure they won't. I'm sure Congress won't. And of course, people who try this, you go to any organization that you target and try to find some not terribly bright employee who doesn't respond properly and try to say the organization is terrible, you can target anybody and do that, especially any organization which has a lot of public contact and has hundreds and thousands of people working. You can find someone who does the wrong thing if you try often enough. And if you edit the videos, you can find more tapes, more times when they did the right thing, but you can make it look on the tape like they did the wrong thing if you have no scruples about honesty, as these people do not, as they showed in some other instances too, yes.
I am curious, though, if you guys saw that video, and if you think that, if you can just comment on, does it make your job harder when you're here today trying to
Let me say, first of all, we're here today primarily to talk about H.R. 3. And I don't want to get diverted into this other stuff, which is really diversionary, and intended to take attention off. You know, the old magician's trick of you're doing the real thing over there and let's keep an eye over here. They're attempting to take the eye off what's really going on. And what's really going on is an attempt by the Republicans in Congress, by the leadership of the Republican Party, to take away all insurance coverage from any woman or man who chooses, not only who chooses to have an abortion, but who wants to have the right to choose at some point, to make it impossible for private insurance that covers abortion to be paid for with private funds. That's what this is about. They're lying when they say that they simply want to prevent federal funds from being used for abortion. That's been done already, unfortunately. There's been a law for 30 years. And when they say they're doing anything other than trying to use the power of the federal government to make it impossible or almost impossible to get insurance coverage for abortions, they say that they're lying to.